Welcome to Un Tecito Tuesday, a podcast about our wonderful Hispanic culture. Join me, Dr. Lisa C., my brother Bob, and his best friend DJ Khan, as we explore the myths, misconceptions, cuentos, and dichos about our Hispanic culture. So bring your tecito and come chat with us every Tuesday as we have fun exploring the crazy stories of our amazing culture.
Connor, bájale.
Hey guys, welcome back to Un Tecito Podcast. I'm Lisa.
I'm Bob.
DJ Khan. Hey, espérate.
Bueno, que no.
Ya se agüitó.
No, es que le había bajado el ringer porque...
No, no, ya se te agüitó el pito, güey. Necesitas Viagra, güey.
Se te agüitó el pito.
Ya necesitas Viagra para el pito.
Se agüitó el mofo. No, hombre, ahí ando todavía. Todo lo que da el pitazo. ¿Qué onda, raza? ¿Cómo andamos? Andamos llenos de chingo de pavo.
De pavo, de turkey.
Pumpkin pie.
Chingo de pumpkin pie, rolls.
Poquito de todo. Ham.
Lo que me gusta más a mí, el stuffing sin
raisin.
Olives, ¿o qué le echas tú, güey?
Pasas, baboso.
Ah, sin pasas, güey, sin pasas.
Ah, güey, tan bruto.
So before we start, the green spaghetti made it on my Instagram feed. Not on mine, but like on, I saw two people post.
I saw some too.
I saw
so I guess it is.
Their plate.
It's a thing.
Yeah, and it was Latinos.
Mm-hmm. The green spaghetti. I saw it on some people's what are they called? The Instagram stories or whatever it is that they put up.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Para que sepan.
Para que sepan. So next year, Latinos, green spaghetti.
Por
favor.
Find
the recipe. It's and not pesto spaghetti. What kind of is, but it's with chile.
Yeah.
Oh, chile morrón.
Está bruto. Yeah, it's with chile jalapeño, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
They add some, but it's chile morrón, no? Chile color, morrón.
No, chile morrón es el bell pepper.
Ah. I know that's one of the things that I like to eat when at weddings, because usually that's the only good part of...
Well, yeah, that's usually the best part of the food.
The
fucking
food.
Chicken's always dry as fuck.
Dry.
Yeah, because they make it in the morning or the day before. There's no way that chicken's going to stay juicy for all that time.
And they heat it up.
So, yeah, usually the best part is the bread and the spaghetti.
Yep.
The green spaghetti.
El espagueti.
And see, I've had the like a creamy green spaghetti that's not chiloso, and then a chiloso one, too.
Oh.
I like the chiloso one better.
El chiloso está mamalón. El chiloso está bruto.
Yeah. El chiloso está con madre, güey.
Eso sí.
So how many of y'all have, do y'all have any leftovers?
I still have leftovers.
Leftovers last in your house, in your home?
Better
how long,
question.
How many days? And what's good? What is one thing that you won't do leftovers? Like, I know I won't do bread unless it hasn't baked.
I won't do turkey.
You won't do turkey?
You won't do turkey leftover with?
Like, it has to be like in a salsa or a chile, but I won't do it.
Oh, okay. Like you
guisado.
Won't do the turkey
yeah.
after?
I'll eat it, but I won't eat it like that, like a leg or like off the turkey. I see. No, no me gusta. Se me hace bien reseco.
Real dry. No. It kind of gets dried out.
It does get dried out, but I like cold turkey. Cold turkey is good too. So,
yeah, I like cold
turkey. I love turkey.
Making sandwiches.
Yeah.
Unos pinches sandwichitos, güey.
Oh, sí. I like ham. El pinche jamón, sí. Ese sí me lo amarro. Frío, caliente. Como
frío,
sea.
Caliente, whatever.
I'm
ham,
not big on ham either. Like, I not even like cold slice, like cold cuts or anything. I've never really liked ham, so I won't eat it that day.
So I remember growing up having turkey for up to a week after Thanksgiving. Yeah. I don't know if that's normal in Latino household.
But we used to eat once. We've never been a big eaters. My dad eats very little. My mom eats a little bit more than my dad, but Bobby doesn't. Well, now I think he eats more, but we've always been very. We eat very little.
Ahora sí se la traga toda, Bobby, ¿verdad?
Sí. Me trago todo el pedo, güey.
Pero we grew up, look, this is what we would eat. Have we ever talked about the tuna can? The
I don't know, small one. But remind our
the small tuna can, not the big one. Uh-huh. There's one that's big, right? Thicker?
Sí,
no,
sí,
the
sí.
Small one, the regular.
De ricos.
The 4-ounce tuna can.
The 4-ounce tuna can, yeah. We would all eat a sandwich from that. That was our dinner once in a while.
No, hombre.
Yeah, well, that was more like our lunch.
Yeah, that was lunch.
Pinche mayonesa, okay.
Yeah,
we'll put the veg on.
Yeah, it was basically just spread on the bread,
just for the flavor,
and you know with some potato chips or
and that was our lunch. All of us.
No le echaban veg all. No, remember those, the veg.
My mom, my dad, my Bobby, me, and Letty all from one fucking tuna can.
You see, my wife puts the veg all in there.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I like it with chicken salad. It's not bad.
But yeah, es pa que rinda. Es pa que rinda.
So how many things have you had left over? How many different types of ways have you had turkey this week?
I've only had it in salsa.
I only had it the next day exactly the way I made it. I actually made more mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. I made mashed potatoes. I put the gravy and then I heated up everything. And so I had green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and rolls.
A mí me trajeron cauliflower rice. Actual cauliflower rice, güey.
¿Quién hizo cauliflower rice?
El perro guerrero.
Made it or he bought it?
No, he made it.
Okay. Oh, no. Mira, perro, he made some badass smoked turkey, güey.
Eso sí te creo.
He made it bad, but the fucking cauliflower rice, I was like, God damn, what the fuck is that shit?
Yeah.
I thought it was pepino, wey. I thought it was cucumber.
Well, the thing is, like, when you don't know it's cauliflower and you think it's rice, you're gonna fucking taste like, what the fuck is this? But when you know it's cauliflower, it's actually good.
No, but it didn't have a good flavor. It wasn't...
Le faltaba sal.
Como que le faltaba sal, se me hace que sí.
Le faltaba reggaetón, batería, reggaetón.
Le faltaba salsa, güey, a la pinche. A cauliflower rice, güey. But he made a smoked turkey that
eso
was...
Sí, me imagino que sí, bad, you can't go wrong with smoked turkey, man.
I think it was the best smoked turkey I've had ever.
In the whole world.
Rudy's Barbecue, Barbecuties, that new smoking moon place. What is that place? Salt Lick. No, wait, the fucking turkey that Frank made this Thanksgiving, bacon-wrapped turkey breast smoked.
Yeah.
Se los empinó a todos entonces.
Empinados, gacho, güey. Se los retira, güey. Puro doggy style.
Su pinche... Espérate. Con la pinche turkey, sí. Véngase.
Sí, güey. Fue el marinade, güey.
Qué bárbaro, Roberto Cortés.
Actually, but how many ways have morning. You heard of?
This morning I had a ham and eggs from fucking Thanksgiving. Todavía el pinche jamón me hizo los pinches blancos.
Oh, really?
Jamón. Yeah, güey.
But was it like a sweet ham or was it a regular, you know, no
nah,
sweet?
It was a honey glazed ham y con huevos. I'm going to chingue
some. ¿Y como que estaba con Mario, güey?
Yeah, güey, it's fucking good. It's still good.
Órale. Damn.
That's what I ate this morning.
Puro pinche. This morning I had huevos en salsa con frijoles con chorizo de venado. Estaba bad.
¿Cómo está el chorizo de venado? Estaba grande,
chico. Pinche chorizón, güey. Pinche chorizonón, güey. Grueso y largo, güey. Bien rico, güey.
Dame dos para llevar.
But how many ways have you guys heard of turkey leftovers?
Tamales. How many different tamales?
One of my mom's friends is making turkey tamales right now.
Well, your mom makes turkey tamales, right?
My mom makes turkey tamales, sí. Oye, también my cousin, Chris Carr.
Uh-huh.
Se avienta una casserole.
I was going to say turkey casserole.
A turkey, bueno, it's a mashed potatoes, ham, stuffing, green beans, turkey.
But the green beans is the green bean with the sauce, right? With the...
Sepa la verga, güey, but it's just layers. Anyway. Like, it's all layered. Bueno. I'm guessing, like, the casserole, y lo arriba le echa chips, like not potato chips, but like tostadas.
No,
and cheese.
No, yo le eché
pinche horno, vato.
Yo arriba le eché de esos French fried onions. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wait, that year we were only every year I do a turkey Thanksgiving feast for my students and teachers. Every year since I've been in a teacher way.
Ah, see?
This would have been my ninth year way, but I couldn't do it because, you know, this would have been my ninth year straight. Well, one year we went late, so I couldn't get that many turkeys. So I was like, fuck, how am I gonna feed, you know, all these fucking people with three turkeys? Well, they fucking told me, why don't we make a turkey casserole? That way we only use like a third of the amount of turkey.
Yeah.
It's like we have six turkeys. I was like, oh, badass. Yeah. Wait, we made a fucking shitload of badass turkey casserole.
Está con madre, ¿verdad? Está sabroso.
Está bien chingón. I really don't like casseroles, güey, because todo el pedo mixed together.
Yeah.
Como que no, güey. But this.
Yeah, yeah, but that
this was good. Good, güey.
Yeah,
this
because the top part, it's crunchy. And then mm-hmm. it's fucking good. And you put some cheese on top. Ooh.
Yeah, child. Not bad. So we have. Turkey tamales, turkey casserole, turkey. Y luego, lo que hacía mi mamá, taquitos de turkey, güey, guisado.
Yep.
Hijo de su, güey, taquitos de turkey guisado, bro.
Nada se va a echar a perder en la casa mexicana, vato. Nada se va a echar a perder.
Not in a Mexican household, nothing.
Fuck, no, nada se va a echar a perder. Se echa a perder. Chinga, ¿por qué estás comprando mucho, mijo? Porque compras bastante. Oye,
te está desperdiciando, that's what they say.
Sí, sí.
¿Estás desperdiciando?
Desperdiciando
dinero. Estás tirando dinero.
Hijo.
No se desperdice la comida. Porque en México los niños están starving.
Están sufriendo. Están sufriendo.
Están sufriendo en México. Te voy a mandar para México para que veas cómo están sufriendo los niños.
Vamos. Y luego no vas a tirar, desperdiciar.
No vas a tirar nada. Yeah, you, I don't, like, this was an example of that. Yesterday morning, I ate two tacos from this one little taco place called RGV Tacos del Güero. Oh, shout out, fucking best tacos in the valley.
¿Dónde está ese vato?
Allá para las milpas, para las
milpas. ¿Pero está güero o no?
Está güero y chaparro, señor, ya.
Ah, órale.
Anyways,
so
my daughter won't eat that, right? So, of course, we pick up Jack in the Box for my daughter, whatever. There was two strips
gringa,
of bacon left.
Hey,
la gringa. Isabella, Roberta Isabella. So there was two strips of bacon. My wife was about to throw them away. And I was like, no, es un pecado. Es un pecado. I got to eat those two strips of bacon, man.
Why was she going to throw them away? Porque es vegetarian, okay?
No, because everybody had already eaten.
Ah, okay.
That was my daughter's, that was my daughter's plate. Que quedó, yeah. So everybody had already eaten. There's two pieces of bacon. She's like, no, yeah, no, you know. I have high blood pressure, so I got to keep my salt down. Pero dije, no, el pinche bacon es pecado tirar el bacon.
Yeah. Neta que es cierto. No estás haciendo eso, por favor.
So what else? Sandwiches, turkey sandwiches. I've had turkey sandwiches.
It's,
you know, you cut it real thin, like just like the deli, or you try to cut it thin, but it really doesn't come out thin.
Empieza thin y no sale bien grandote,
güey. Un lado bien flaco, el otro lado bien gordo. Pero como
que
te chingas el turkey sandwich, güey.
But the rolls, like the rolls, I cut them up and I put them on the sartén con pinche mantequilla. I'm going to let your peanut butter y ahí like a little...
Oh, really? Rolls con peanut butter? Wey.
Yeah, man, they're fucking good, man. No, agarras.
El dessert.
You can jam.
El dessert with... So I'm Googling leftovers, like what to... This is, of course, the white people. Turkey,
vamos a ver qué hacen.
Shepherd's pie, which... Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's
pie. I've had shepherd's pie before. It's good. Shepherd's pie is good. It's with mashed potatoes. It's like a casserole with mashed potatoes on top.
But inside in a pie is crust.
The meat, vegetables,
yeah. With right, a pie crust.
Pie crust. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
So it's casserole, come on, pasta, turkey skillet,
turkey pasta,
leftover almighty. Turkey jambalaya.
All
right. And that's it.
Para los Cajuns. That's it. I'm sure that every fucking family has something different that they do.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Tienen que es por ley, vato.
Y, güey, oh, no puedes pegar el turkey. Nomás los ricos, güey.
Los huesos, ricos. Los perros.
No estamos ricos.
Nomás Chad tira los turkeys, güey. Pinche Chad culero.
Look at what Cristela Alonso. So, Cristela Alonso is an actress. She was the voice of Cruz for Cars 3, right? Yeah. So she's from, she went to school with us.
She's from our town.
Yeah. Yeah, she's from our actual town, San Juan, which is a small town. She tweeted yesterday, which is, I started laughing with this. It's so true. Shout out to Latino children, both kids and adults, that will have the struggle of being called fat by the same people that get offended if you don't get a second plate.
Oh, sí. Nomás eso vas a comer. Nomás eso vas a comer. Y luego, oye, ya estás bien gordo, mijo. Ya no comas tanto. Ya no comas. Esa cota madre. Pues tú me enseñas a comer, vieja fregada.
Yeah.
It's funny how our parents, like, they're the ones who taught us how to eat.
Yeah. And you don't leave anything on the plate. Because se desperdicia and the people in Mexico don't have money and don't have food. You have don't to make eat you feel everything. And then your family members too. You go to their house. You can't say no. If someone offers you something, it's bad manners for the Mexican culture.
Y si dices que no, vas a saberlo.
You can't.
Si dices que no, no me te regañen.
But then you have your, you know, the older. I think some of I think we're more sensitive to calling people fat. But my grandma, till this day, says shit. My mom too.
My mom, where are you going so far?
Yeah.
Our mom will tell us.
So I was wearing a skirt on Thanksgiving Day. She's never told me anything because I think the last few years I had gained some weight or whatever, but she's never told me anything. But I was wearing a skirt and she said, no, come. I wasn't even eating. I was just gonna taste the I think it was the stuffing because she had said that it wasn't done. And so I tasted it and she was like, no comas mucho porque te miras bien bonita en esa skirt. And I was like, I didn't tell her anything, but I'm like, wow.
So
wow.
She was trying to do it like in a nice way.
Don't eat because
you're going to get fat.
And like, she's
you're
gonna never,
get fat, pero sabes que, like, mejor quédate así.
Never told me anything, right, Bob? She's never told me anything about my weight. Like, I've always been, I was a palo. I mean, I was like super skinny the past few years. Like I said, pues I'm already 40. I'll be 44 in next month. And in 2 months
pobre, after the vaccines.
After the vaccine. Pero she told me that. She told me anything. Mm-hmm. No comas mucho porque
wait, Con, did your parents ever tell you? I mean, Con's always been a bigger guy. He's always, he struggled with weight at times. Right now,
but man,
I think you're the most athletic guy in our whole school. Seriously, wait.
In your class.
There's a couple of guys there that are real healthy, you know, they're real health nuts and shit. But I mean, dude, to wake up at 5 a.m. and go work out, wait, ta cabrón. I mean, you do it every fucking day. Did your parents ever tell you anything, wait, growing up?
You know what? Never. Nunca. They've never said, like, they've never told me, estás bien gordo, mijo. Or, they call me gordo, pero es
de cariño.
My tía calls me gordo de cariño. It's never like, órale, pinche gordo. Or,
it's like, ya no comas. Ya no comas,
or shit like that. Or
aquel güey. Oh, yeah. But see, that was... You know, you could take it two ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can say, you know what, it kind of made me stop eating as much. You know, I kind of, you know, or you can take it as like, dude, it made me eat more because I felt like shit, you know, like, so, you know, or it could have been a bad thing for you too. Cause maybe you could have said, you know what, you're right, mom. I better, you know.
Yeah, better start.
Never
have they told me anything. It was just, así nomás de puro cariño que me hicieron.
Uh-huh.
So,
and what about your cousins? I wouldn't
think that when Bob asked that, I already knew it's a no. Like, I already knew that your mom wouldn't say that. I don't know. To me, I don't see your mom that way. I think, I don't know. There's like two different
my mom is like, she's the nicest person.
But my mom is nice too. But I feel
my mom
that,
wouldn't tell that to another person.
Yeah.
She wouldn't, but
she would never say that to a stranger. To
no,
else.
No, she wouldn't. But my grandma would.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
my
yeah.
My grandma would.
Well, because you see, grandma grew up in a time when there was no fat people.
Yeah.
If you were fat, you were a glutton. You were a bad person because you ate too much and that's why you're fat. So, because there was no, I mean, ¿dónde había gordos
más? ¿Dónde había chingo de feria para comprar tanta comida?
También, güey. And the thing is, like, if you think about it, back in the 1920s, 1930s, that, we didn't there was have, fat people, güey.
We didn't have, hold on. And back then, when we, I'm recording already, but back then, think about it, the food was more organic. Mm-hmm, I truly correct. Believe that because, let's say Khan, is it because he was so rich and they fed him a lot? I seriously believe there's like him. Like there's people that are overweight and they just were born that way. And a lot of it has to do with the parents, what they ate or the way we eat now. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Preservatives are meant to preserve food. So we're eating that shit. We don't digest it as much as, think about it. When you eat a fucking organic orange or fruit, vas a cagar todo. Like you can fucking tell that you let go of, you know, you digest your food. There's a difference. I truly believe that it's the fucking shit that they put in the food. That's making people.
Yeah, lose. Yeah, pues sí, pues chingue morero que ya le están echando la pinche comida.
Everything has what the fucking fuck it sugar. Is. Everything has sugar. The fucking ketchup has sugar.
Even ketchup has chingos of sugar.
Pan.
I was reading some article that the bread from Subway is considered a cake because of the amount of sugar it has.
Are fucking you serious? Crazy.
Yeah, wait.
And if you think about it, the bread from Subway, I mean, it has cheese in it. It has all kinds of shit in it, like on top. So hasta tiene frosting with it, but it has cheese. It's all that crap. And I go back to like back in the old days, in the 30s and 40s. I mean, big people were like in fucking carnivals. They put them in carnivals just because you were a big person, because there wasn't that many and people would laugh at them and shit. And that's fucking crazy. Imagine if we would put people right now in a circus and laugh at them because of what they had or whatever.
Because they're fat.
It's the fucking
because they're
food,
fat
man.
Because they have a woman with a beard.
It's the fucking food industry that puts a lot of shit for you to get fucking addicted, want more, and for them to make more money because the shelf life is longer.
It's longer. Forever, yeah. You forever. Put it up on the shelf.
Think about it. No, no vamos a ir muy... Just the fucking pan dulce that you buy at the fucking panaderia. How long does it last before it gets all duro?
That's true.
Two or three days, right?
Sometimes not even a day.
Sometimes not even a day. And you go to fucking Walgreens because I saw this and I was like, that's fucking disgusting. The fucking pan bimbo. They're fucking conchas there.
Oh,
Walgreens, really? That last month.
Yeah, in a package.
Oh,
las conchas que venden en el paquete, güey.
Yeah, sí, sé cuáles dices.
Bueno, güey, they last forever.
Walgreens.
Wow. I didn't know they had them at Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Bimbo. I think Bimbo's the largest, bread company in the world.
They are feeding that to our children, too. When I pick up meals here from the school, they'll give them like prepackaged. That's something I had. I think there's like a prepackaged.
The uncrustable or the crustless.
Everything is like that.
Everything is prepackaged already. Everything's prepackaged. They don't even cook anymore. They just heat it up.
Qué bárbaros.
Yeah.
Tons of preservatives. And they wonder why people are overweight, people have anxiety. All that shit fucking fucks with our nervous system. ADHD, anxiety. Mental.
Oh, que matar más venados para comer puro carnita de venado.
And you know what, Wayne? A lady just gave my mom a venado meat and she made tamales.
Oh, really?
Wey. Y estaban brutos porque le echó chingo de carne, güey. Eso eran tamales, wey. No eran pinches mamadas así de delias, así bien
poco. Era tamalón.
Chingos de fucking carne, güey. Era fucking
con madre, güey. I hate looking at a fucking tamal, güey. It looks real gordo, güey. You're like, con madre. Lo cortas y es pura pinche masa, güey. Fuck, bro. Oh, I'm like, what the fuck
like
is this shit?
Te decepcionas.
No, right. But not just fat, like real gordos, but I'm talking about like a thick, good, you know, cut into it. And it's all masa.
Pura masa.
It's like a half inch of masa and like a eighth of an inch of carne.
Yeah. It's disappointing. That's why I have trust issues. Eh?
So we have tamale season coming up and posada season coming up too. Why don't you tell the folks what posadas are?
Puras pinches posadas. Bueno, raza, las posadas son cuando un grupo de gente va para casa y casa y se ponen a cantar y piden posada y dicen, posada.
That's the song, right? I mean, that's the song.
So, and the people that are inside the house sing
say
back.
It back.
Como like, que nos mandan a la verga, no? Hey, no queremos.
Yeah, right. There was no room in the inn.
Pónganle a la chingada.
And they go from house to house until someone has a house that's designated as we're going to accept you into the house and they give them food.
Yeah,
but it's all set up though.
See,
like it's not like they're kicking you out because they're assholes. They're kicking you out because it's
part of the show. It's part of the show.
Right, it's supposed to be when the Virgin Mary was pregnant and she was out in Bethlehem and she was taking Jesus and Joseph and they were saying there's no room here, there's no room there at the inn, and then finally they get the room at the stable or at the manger.
At the red carpet.
That's what it is.
At the red carpet hotel.
You know what they said. Pelegrinos. It's like they're cheering because they got let in.
And then you have a big feast.
Tamales, pan dulce, café, pinche chocolate.
Menudo,
pinche
masada.
Todo el pedo, lo que haya, güey.
De todo, güey, lo que haya.
Se hace pinche fiesta mamalona.
And that's called a
posada. Posada. So posada season's coming up, guys. And usually you have to go, I mean, I don't know about this year, but usually you go to like 3-4 posadas through the whole December.
I've never been to a posada. I've talked about this before, but I've never been.
Really?
Hola,
hombre. Qué bárbara, Lisa. My mom, actually, she was in a posada last year. And we ended up, or the people ended up here. So it was some people from here, from our neighborhood, like, I guess they got together. And, sí, que we'll do it over here. And then tomorrow or next week or whatever, we'll do it over there. So they take turns, and my mom hosted.
Yeah, you take turns.
She hosted once here. También,
you know what I thought when I was younger? I think I was like already like in middle school or even high school when someone told me, yeah, we're going to have a posada. I seriously thought that it was a Jamaica. I was, in my mind, I was like, Jamaica? Oh, a Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what a posada was. Because we never did.
Now they say, now like a Christmas party. Oh, we're having a posada.
Yeah.
Right.
It's una posada, it's una fiesta, it's una peda.
Yeah, so they call a Christmas party a posada, but it's not really traditional.
We'll call it a posada.
Posada, yeah, but or they'll say la posada del trabajo.
Sí.
No es la posada del trabajo, but it's a fucking party. It's just fucking a Christmas party. Not a Christmas party.
Before we end,
but yeah.
Grupo Bimbo is the largest baking company in the world. You're right, Bobby.
That's what I...
In the Americas, North and South America, Central America, mm-hmm. Europe, Asia, and Africa.
Wow.
So Bimbo is a pretty quality, it's a pretty high quality, product, but I'm sure they do use preservatives and stuff, but there's worse places, dude. Think about the fucking Hill Country bread, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but yeah, they're the world's largest.
Esa no me la sabía, güey. ¿Cómo? How did you know that, Bob? Piche Bobby, piche Bobby.
It's because I was going to invest in Bimbo. I was gonna buy stock in Bimbo and I read it and I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Oh, you were gonna buy the company, no? Weren't you gonna buy the company?
Chad was gonna buy the company. Chad was gonna buy the company and I was gonna buy a one stock.
That's my man, pinche
boy. Jeez, decir, hey, yo soy socio de Bimbo. No, but I was gonna buy stock in Bimbo. And I read it, and I was like, oh, wow, it's because I read a lot of shit, Wade.
Yeah, I know.
I read a lot.
But imagine, like, fuck, that's crazy, way. Like, who would have thought Pan Bimbo? Because he's still
looking. Yeah, way. So imagine the feria that those fuckers have, way. You know, it's still a family that owns it, way, because it's Mexico. Oh,
yeah.
It's one single family that owns that like, company, and they're going to own it.
There's a picture of the people, and it's like two old men, and then two, like, 60 year olds, and then two, like, so you could tell it's like the three generations.
It's being brought down.
Yeah, the bimbos. Los bimbos de Mexico.
Los bimbos.
De Reynosa.
The bimbos.
And a bimbo.
The bimbos. You're a bimbo? Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Call me whatever the fuck you want. I'm loaded.
So any other announcements, any other things that we have to talk about?
No, just I guess if anyone wants to let us know what I guess on Friday we'll ask, what are your favorite leftover dishes or leftover recipes?
Leftover dishes.
Your favorite thing from Posadas. Don't forget to join us on Fridays. We missed this Friday just because it was Thanksgiving week and we just thought people were busy and, you know, we wanted to take a break.
Eating leftovers.
We were busy eating the leftovers and pumpkin pie and pecan pie. But yeah, join us on Friday. Anything else, guys?
No, puras pinches posadas y mamadas.
Just also a reminder about Ben. He's going to be running for the COPS organization from San Antonio to Valley, December 16th through the 19th. If you all want to join us in San Juan, Texas at Liberty Park, that'll be his last leg of the run, and he's doing it for an organization called COPS, who helps out families after a police officer has died in the line of duty.
Ah, so pinche Ben.
If you want more information, go to our Facebook page and we have a link there. If you want to donate, if you want to learn more about it. Okay.
Yep.
Anything else?
Anything coming soon, Lisa? Nothing coming up? Bueno, then we'll see you all, or we'll talk to you all next week.
Okay, bye. Yes, guys. Yes. Bye, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at Untecito Podcast or email us at untecitopodcast@gmail.com. Join us next Tuesday.